Good morning. It is 9:02 a.m. We are here today, September 16, 2021, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 21-003, Guahan Ventures, Inc., DBA, Turf Co. versus the General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Vince Duenas. Will appellant Turf Co. please identify themselves and any institutional representative present for the record?
Morning, Your Honor. For the record, I'm Joshua Walsh. I'm also here in my office, just off camera, with EJ Torres from my office, and we represent the interested of the appellant Turf Co., who's got its institutional representative Juan Carlo Pangilinan here on the Zoom call. Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Will purchasing agency GSA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Your Honor. This is Marlon Aguilar with the Office of the Attorney General, and I have Mr. Robert Kono with GSA institutional rep.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Good morning, everyone. I'm dismayed that we're not starting our hearing this morning. I was hoping we were going to. I hope that the absence of Mr. Fadri is not so serious that, but I'm wishing her well, whatever. Does anybody know how long she'll be gone?
Your Honor, GSA has informed me that Ms. Ikfaji won't return until the beginning of November.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Because I thought I heard it was 3 months, but that's good that it's two. Well, what's everybody's schedule like in November? Let's get this out of the way.
Your Honor, if I may, but I've also been informed that Ms. Anita Cruz, who was the chief buyer on this procurement, she will be out until the second week of December. So as soon as Ms. Akfaji returns, Ms. Cruz will start her leave. I myself will actually be out from mid-October until about November 20th on some personal and medical leave. So that's kind of where we're at.
Okay, well, I wish you well.
Your Honor, if I may offer a suggestion on Ms. Anita Cruz's absence, perhaps Ms. Aguilar and I and the GSA could agree to some sort of, you know, preservation of her testimony deposition, just so that we can have that. We don't need to call her in your eventual trial, Your Honor, at the end of November, December, so we can accommodate Ms. Cruz's leave. I mean, I think it's more essential to the buyer. I think we could handle with just sort of a, you know, recorder testimony for future use if needed. If I haven't even raised this with GSA, but I don't see why there would be an objection to that, so that we don't have to delay this until January in order to accommodate everyone's schedule. We have no issue, Your Honor, trying to find a date at the end of November or early December to accommodate Ms. Aguilar's travel schedule. Again, I think Ms. Aguilar was available for the trial if it started this week. I certainly understand that Ms. Ikfaji's absence puts us in a bit of a tough spot with Ms. Aguilar's travel schedule. But perhaps I could talk to Ms. Aguilar to deal with Ms. absence in December, and maybe we could just do a short preservation issue just so we can have a record to present to Your Honor. But I don't know, I'm sort of just talking a lot here, Judge, to see.
Okay, well, do whatever you guys need to do to get this together, because if in the auto industry, they say that a vehicle loses 25% of its value upon leaving the lot, I'm afraid that by the time we have the hearing, the vehicles involved in this case will have no value whatsoever. So All right, fine. You get back on the 20th, Ms. Aguilar?
Yes, Your Honor.
I am set for a jury selection and trial on December 7th, Your Honor, in federal court. I do think there's a good chance that I may move, Your Honor, just knowing how things operate at our federal court in terms of moving Charles if they can. I am set on December 7th. So there is a little bit of a window for me that maybe like very first week of December. I think that's the week of November 30th. Is it Tuesday? November 29th is a Monday, but that week is okay.
Okay, well, why, and you've just posed this question with thinking aloud about Miss Anita Cruz. Why don't we continue this hearing for 2 weeks? I'll let you guys talk off record without me about whether or not the government will agree to your recommendation. And then let's meet in 2 weeks and try to figure out what's happening. Because otherwise it looks like we're going to be moving. If there is no agreement, then it's going to be Christmas Eve.
Your Honor, yes. This is Robert Kono from GSA. I'd like to just point out that the last 2 weeks of September is very busy time for us as we close out the fiscal year. I'd like to say if they're going to have a meeting, can we do it in October, early part of October?
That's fine. So your busiest 2 weeks and Ms. Ekwaji's gone?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Mid-October, Jarek, we'll send you a note. Unless you want to set a date right now.
Your Honor, I think we'll stand by. We'll make sure we're available for October. Whenever you said it, Judge.
Just for clarification, though, when is Ms. Aguilar departing? You said mid-October?
I'm departing mid-October, but I actually just got a note that I might have to travel for work the week of the 4th. So if we do it like even the end of, I think, October 1st, I think that's a Friday, I'm available then if that's an option. If I am traveling, I can call in. I think that's
okay.
Fine.
Well, anyway, hopefully before then, the important thing is for you, Mr. Kono and Mr. Walsh, to sit and meet and find out whether or not you can somehow preserve Ms. Cruz's testimony. And we really won't need much from the CPO's office, except whether or not you guys have come to an agreement, and if not, then we'll talk about Christmas Eve. All right.
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you. We'll look for the order. Yeah. We'll look for the October date, and I'll contact Ms. Aguilar about preserving that.
Let's set it now for October the 1st, Friday.
Yes, Your Honor.
We'll put it at 3:00 in the afternoon, so the whatever leftover, they're trying to rush it to close the year. Mr. Kono will have no problem, but at least Ms. Aguilar will be able to come and tell us what's happening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
We're off the record at
call 9. Call you, Marlon.
Thank you. Thanks.
We're off the record at 9:12 a.m. Thank you, everyone.